More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Here in Boise, there is no shortage of art, from traffic boxes to sculptures to murals. There is a splash of color on almost every corner of the community, and that is not by mistake. The Boise City Department of Arts and Culture has made it their mission to add value to our public spaces, and part of that includes planning for the future, which is why they're asking for your feedback in a new survey that will help to update the city's 2017 Cultural Master Plan. So joining us today to talk more about this is cultural planner Tilly Bubb, cultural planner with the Boise City Department of Arts and History. Tilly, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
So Tilly, can you start out by telling us a little bit more about the survey and what kind of insight you're looking for from the public?
Yes, this big cultural planning effort and community-wide inquiry is the second of its kind in Boise. As you mentioned, in 2017, we published a cultural plan which assessed the current conditions of Boise's history, arts, and cultural sectors at the time and set forth goals for how we wanted to grow in the incoming years. This plan provided our community, elected officials, and our Department of Arts and History an overview of the history of our cultural environment and the current conditions at the time. It created this blueprint that we've been following. But 7 years later, we've got to update this plan. We're expanding it to include creative industries, and we're hearing about the experiences and insights of individuals like artists, creatives, and members of the public, people who represent cultural organizations, and all of this from the survey will inform our understanding of today's current conditions and our needs and our trends, which will help inform the city's priorities and future investment in Boise's cultural and creative sectors.
So you're a cultural planner. What exactly does a cultural planner do?
That's a great question, Gemma, and I get it all the time. like other planning roles, I identify, analyze, and strategically leverage our community resources. In this case, I'm focusing on our cultural resources. I'm helping to integrate how arts and culture show up in our local planning and our decision making. And this work helps to support and improve our quality of life and our sense of belonging and place in Boise. And maybe to provide a bit of context for me in this role and what I do, I started Boise's public art program in 1998. And I ran that program for 19 years. During that time, I got a master's degree from Boise State University in public administration and policy and a certificate in community and regional planning. And that prepared me to lead Boise's cultural planning process in 2017. And then since then, I've completed a PhD in public administration and policy from BSU with a focus on creative economy and the policies that cities use to promote creative entrepreneurs. Other kinds of significant planning documents that I've contributed to include a public art plan for Boise's airport, focusing on the existing campus and new construction, a public art plan for our public works department, focusing on climate change and recycling, and I'm currently working on one for sites connected to Boise's libraries, parks and recreation, and public streets. And then we have a great public art team that implements those plans. So I work with the community and our department and our City of Boise partners to create the vision. And then our public art team and other members of our divisions implement those plans.
So Tilly, why is cultural planning important for a city like Boise?
Oh, it's really important to help our civic leaders to make strategic and community-informed decisions on cultural and creative investments.
So as you mentioned, the last cultural master plan was created back in 2017. So what kind of changes has the city been through since then?
Oh, so many. As you know, a lot has changed in the last 7 years. We've recovered from a global pandemic. We've had exponential population growth. We've had changes in our cost of living. There's also been really exciting growth and development in our music scene, film, dance, theater, visual arts, among others. So that's why we really need to hear from artists, creative business owners, and Boiseans who participate in history, arts, and culture in any way to make sure that we understand their cultural needs. We want to meet those community needs.
So the last plan, my understanding was, it was based on a Boise State University study on Boise's hidden economy of artists. So can you tell us about that study?
I'm so glad that you brought up the seminal study. It was conducted in 2015. So some of the questions from our individual survey are based on that original study. It was called The Working Artist, Boise's Hidden Economy of Creators, Makers, and Doers. And it was conducted by Dr. Amanda Ashley, the director of the School of the Arts at Boise State University, and Dr. Leslie Durham, who's the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at BSU. But this current survey broadens it to include creative industries like advertising, architecture, design, and among others. So that study was a really groundbreaking analysis of artists as entrepreneurs and part of our labor force. It helped us show that as a class of workers, oftentimes artists are low paid, underemployed, they work several jobs to piece together a living, participate in their creative practices. Some other insights from that study include a better understanding of the education and training for artists to pursue their creative practice, how much income came from their art, patterns of employment in Boise, and then entrepreneurial and business practices they employ. Mm. So what we want to do, as we noted, so much has changed since then. We want to update these understandings and then broaden that reach out to the creative industries.
Because my understanding, Tilly, is that the hidden economy study didn't actually include creative industries. I mean, things like music, film, even food, that are either for-profit or not-for-profit. So why did you want to make sure that you added that to the survey this time?
Thank you. Well, Dr. Ashley and Dr. Durham's study did take a really entrepreneurial look at the practice of artists. In that 9 years since that study was completed, our understanding of what creative economy is has broadened. So just to define it, it refers to industries and activities that involve the generation of ideas, knowledge, and culture through creative practice. So this includes art, design, media, entertainment, technology, and innovation. Anywhere where creativity is used to produce economic value, it is a huge and important sector of Boise's economy. For example, a 2023 study that we did showed that Boise's cultural nonprofit sector alone generates over $24 million annually, and the for-profit creative industries in Boise accounts for 65.3% of all creative sales in the Treasure Valley, totaling close to $1.5 billion in sales. Mm. So as you can see, it's critical for us to capture information about the sector through the survey, not mm-hmm. just the nonprofit industries, but also the for-profit creative industries.
And I also know that you want to know how folks filling out the survey support their artistic activities. So that means, you know, whether they make money from what they do, or if they're using things like an inheritance or even a credit card to finance their art. So, well, why is it important that the city asked those kinds of questions as well?
Well, we have data from Boise State's 2015 survey that we can compare results from today, although it's not a one-to-one analysis, but it will help us understand how conditions have changed for artists in these last 9 years. And then moreover, the stronger and more independent our creative sector is, the better it is for our economy and the creative life of residents. Mm-hmm. If artists are needing to depend on secondary sources like credit card debt to support their creative work, then our cultural infrastructure, both public and private, it isn't as robust as it needs to be. So we need to understand how artists are supporting themselves. So that's why we don't want to make assumptions. We want to hear directly from the creative community about what their experiences are, so that Boise can really remain and sustain itself mm-hmm. as a creative center.
And I know you also were asking, like, where do they do their art, right? At home, in a studio, a church, public space. And then even what neighborhood they're in. So again, how will the city use that information once you get it?
We're trying to understand Boise as a whole city. So not all creative activity happens in the downtown, for instance. The bench is happening, the west end, the west side of Boise is happening. So we want to better understand where artists are practicing, where they're finding places to rehearse. We want artists to stay in Boise if possible, because if they stay here, then our quality of life is made better.
So you're looking for a really wide range of input, including things like interior design as well as landscape architecture. So how will that help the city with future planning as well?
Well, these are business sectors that focus on the unique design of environments. And that's super critical to Boise being economically competitive, but also a beautiful place to live. So as I noted, the nonprofit organizations like the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, Ballet Idaho, Story Story Night, and others, combined with this for-profit creative industries like design and architecture and culinary arts, together they make up Boise's creative economy. And as a city, we haven't really looked at those together before. I've been working a lot with our fantastic team in the Mayor's Office of Economic Development to really look at these for-profit as well as nonprofit industries.
So we only have about a minute left with you, Tilly. Who should take the survey?
Everyone should take the survey, but especially young and emerging artists. We're looking for people with families, anyone who represents a cultural organization or creative business, and members of the public who have opinions about Boise's creative future.
And when does the survey close?
It closes November 22nd. You can go to boiseartsandhistory.org to get the link for the survey.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. We've been speaking with cultural planner Tilly Bubb with the Boise City Department of Arts and History, talking about a new community survey on the arts in Idaho's capital city. We will, of course, put a link to the survey on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.